Let us ask ourselves, what is a Christian Science treatment? Mrs. Eddy was asked to define a Christian Science treatment, and her answer was, quote, "the acknowledgement of present perfection," close quote. That which acknowledged perfection could only be in mind, because mind knows the perfection of its own being. The Christian Science treatment is mind in full operation and power. Anything less than that is not talking about God and His creation. The Christian Science treatment is the conscious operation of mind, the mind and power that is God on the part of the practitioner. Otherwise, from whence does one have the authority to say to the proud wave, "Thus far and no farther"? Science and Health, 124:24. Certainly not from man, for there is no such thing as man intelligence. Intelligence is a quality of divine mind. It is the primal and eternal quality of infinite mind, the triune principle, life, truth, and love, named God. Jesus never thought of speaking of himself as man, even a spiritual man. He spoke and thought as the Father, for he understood the oneness of being. He said, quote, "I and my Father are one," close quote. Looking out from the perfection of God and man, or principle and idea, is the Christian Science treatment. Attempting to demonstrate from the outlook of man to God does not constitute an actual Christian Science treatment. When Jesus said, quote, "The kingdom of God is within you," close quote, Luke 17:21, he gave the basis for the Christian Science treatment. So did Paul when he said, quote, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure," close quote, Philippians 2:13. And Mrs. Eddy said, quote, "Principle and its idea is one, and this one is God, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent being, and his reflection is man and the universe," close quote. Science and Health, 465:17. When once we begin to unfold this oneness of being, we see it everywhere in our books. Quote, "The Christ-like understanding of scientific being and divine healing includes a perfect principle and idea, perfect God and perfect man, as the basis of thought and demonstration," close quote. Science and Health, 259:11. Please note that Mrs. Eddy says, "as the basis of thought and demonstration." Then the basis of your thought in the work you do must be the understanding you have of your oneness with principle, your oneness with God, this one divine being. A good way to establish your oneness with God, your oneness with being in your daily life, is to say often to yourself, "What would God do about this?" Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "To be immortal, we must forsake the mortal sense of things, turn from the lie of false belief to truth, and gather the facts of being from the divine mind," close quote. Science and Health, 372. We must remember we are not human beings. The individual mentality is not man, but God, because God is the mind of man. The belief that we are mortals or human beings is not Christian Science treatment. What authority over sin, disease, and death would a human being have? None. What authority would what we call spiritual man have if he believed his thinking separate from God? None. As we know what this mind knows, what is taking place? We find mind taking place. We find mind in full operation. We find that mind being ourselves. We find the oneness of being taking place. Principle and its idea operating as one, not two. And here is the great point of departure. Whether we are giving the Christian Science treatment, which is mind in full operation and expression, consciously understood, or whether the treatment is that of a man, even a spiritual man, thinking about God and the universe, that does not constitute the Christian Science treatment. Man cannot give a treatment, a Christian Science treatment. When we fail to see that God is our mind, then the thinking we do is necessarily about that mind or God, something outside of ourselves. It still suggests old theological theories. The only treatment there is mind in full operation and power. This is the great point of departure, whether or not we have dominion with the moon under our feet, as it is under the feet of the woman clothed with the sun, with the Spirit, as John stated. A Christian Science treatment never endeavors to fight something that is wrong. That is not a Christian Science treatment. The consciousness of one's divine body, based upon the fact that God is the mind of man, begins to reveal what the universe and man are. And this is a Christian Science treatment. Jesus healed Lazarus because he knew that he, being one with God, reflected that oneness which made Lazarus one with him in God. Quote, "As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us." Close quote. John 17:21. Looking out from mind, he was able to know there was no such thing as a dead man. A dead man was not one with his mind, which is God. From his divine outlook, Jesus rejected this falsity and said to Lazarus, "Come forth." John 11:43. Mrs. Eddy tells us, Science and Health 405:1, quote, "The basic error is mortal mind. From this, we can prove that we are never dealing with persons, places, or things. We are dealing with supposititious mortal mind and the erroneous condition which seems to face us in the form that this mind has assumed to convince us of its reality. What needs to be treated is the mind which seems to be in error. The practitioner needs to be lifted up, as Jesus said of himself, quote, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Close quote. John 12:32. This and other sayings of Jesus, such as, quote, "The kingdom of God is within you," close quote, illustrate the need of the practitioner to eliminate the belief of the patient that he has a mortal mind to see the universe materially. The demonstration takes place in the consciousness of the individual doing the work. How else could he have dominion over his own thinking? Dominion over the belief that we are human beings, one of many on the earth. We are not dealing with persons, places, or things. We are dealing with consciousness. And because we are dealing with consciousness, we have to begin with ourselves. Because mortal mind is the basic error, we clearly see that divine mind is the basic truth. And being basic, we begin there. The Christian Science treatment is, and always must be, the conscious operation of the divine mind on the part of the practitioner. He must understand himself to be the functioning of that mind, which was also in Christ Jesus. The mind knowing its own idea is why we are conscious of our own existence. Mind knowing the perfection of its own ideas is a Christian Science treatment, and is why a Christian Science treatment heals. In other words, mind conscious of its own perfect self is a Christian Science treatment. The treatment or demonstration takes place in the consciousness of the practitioner, and this is as it should be. Remember the old saying, charity begins at home. When we are called upon to work for others, it is important that we understand this. Now, we are reminded of a statement in our textbook, Science and Health 29.1, quote, Christians must take up arms against error at home and abroad, close quote, to continue their course in order. We must have a definite scientific knowledge if this is to be accomplished. How may I grapple with sin and sickness in someone else? What is my authority, and how is this done? Have I dominion over this dishonesty seemingly manifested by someone else? Can I have dominion over something out there? I cannot. So long as it remains out there, separate from here where I am, there can be no dominion. How can one go from here to there? How can one think from here to there? One cannot. Healing is a subjective experience, what we experience within the divine mind. There is no objective experience. Beginning there is all there is to the claim or object. Thus we realize that we must reduce the claim of dishonesty, which seems to be over there in my thought of someone, to a false belief appearing at the door of my own thought. That we think there is someone to be dishonest. Through this, we have absolute authority. We can refuse to give it reality in our own consciousness. One can know, because to know is a quality of God. There is no quality of anything evil of which God is conscious. If one knows himself to be divine consciousness, he knows he is not conscious of dishonesty. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, Jesus bore our infirmities. He knew the error of mortal belief, and with his stripes, the rejection of error, we are healed. Close quote. Science and Health 2014. This is true of us also. By our stripes, we are healed. By our rejection of error claiming to be there, by not imputing their errors to be there, but taking the error as our belief, as we destroy it at the door of our own thought, we are enabled to have dominion. We are not handling the patient's thought. We are handling mortal mind, all of evil's suggestive beliefs. Persons are not suffering from actual beliefs. The whole proposition is belief in evil, and from there to believing that a man is sick, sinning, or dying. In Miscellaneous Writings, in the article Where Art Thou? 332.12, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "A sense of evil is supposed to have spoken, been listened to, and afterwards to have formed an evil sense that blinded the eyes of reason, masked with deformity the glories of revelation, and shamed the face of mortals. What was this sense? Error versus truth. First, a supposition. Second, a false belief. Third, suffering. Fourth, death." Close quote. Let us illustrate. Someday, a suggestion appears at the door of your thought and says, "You have a headache." This is a supposition. If you do not detect it there, you say, "Yes, I have a headache." And then it becomes a belief. And if you do not detect it there, you suffer from it. If you detect it at the beginning and say, "I do not have a headache," it stops at the supposition and never goes through the other three beliefs. Here is the corrected belief and scientific knowledge which comes from knowing there is only one mind, not minds many, not my mind and your mind, but the one mind. Thus, man has the authority and power to destroy the belief of evil in himself and others, because he knows God is his mind, and because he realizes there is nothing out there being healed, for mind is not conscious of any evil, therefore could not make evil. A lady, calling upon Mrs. Eddy, complained because her husband, who had had a lovely healing, still smoked. Mrs. Eddy said, quote, "My dear, haven't you been healed of smoking?" Close quote. If, as Mrs. Eddy says in Pulpit and Press, 421, quote, "His is an individual kingdom," close quote, we look out from God, and that kingdom begins to be the kingdom of God right in the midst of what seems to be what isn't a kingdom of God. Mrs. Eddy raised up the Christian Science movement. There was one Christian Scientist in the world at that time. Looking out from God, she was able to see that God saw his own kingdom. You can do this, and I can do this, because that really is the perfection of individual being appearing. What then of one who goes for treatment in Christian Science? What should his attitude be? We students who come for the first time come by faith. But let the student seeking treatment do so scientifically, that is, when going to a practitioner, to know that God is the mind of man. Let him expect the science of that mind to operate in his behalf. Let him not think of the practitioner as a good human being who knows something about God and man, but let him think of the experience as a divine event, which is an actual fact, because God is the law.